it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got a story of, you can do this to get away, like to run. I'm intrigued.
Okay.
I have a story, the 10 items or less line at the grocery store. They're not joking.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Florida.
Let's go!
There was a long line at the
okay.
There was a long line at the checkout at the grocery store down there in Florida. A 65-year-old man said, "Hey, excuse me, I just have a couple of items. You mind if I cut ahead of you?"
Oh, you old geezers think you can just get ahead.
The couple declined his offer. They said, "Get back there, you old man."
Okay.
So Daniel tried putting his stuff on the belt. Anyways, kind of tried cutting. They were like, "No, get back. What did we just
no
say?"
No cuts, man. Yeah. No cuts.
So he got upset. He left his cart and he stormed out of the store.
Oh.
They thought, okay, that was weird. Got even weirder because he came back. This time with an 11th item, bug spray. He started spraying a couple in line with bug spray. In the face.
He sprayed them with a toxic chemical?
While they were loading their things into the car.
Okay.
Called, they tracked him down. He was arrested and charged with a couple of counts. He was really bugging them.
When the cops showed up, they said, "What's the buzz?" Cricket, 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 cricket. That was good. Yeah.
Yeah.
This show is unlistenable.
Well, we don't have to listen to it.
Okay.
My story is out of the seas of Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Whatever water's there.
Yeah.
There's a man who he on cruises, you know, you can kind of gamble a lot.
Yeah.
He gambled up to $16,000
worth. I'm sorry.
$16,000 Correct.
Okay.
A gambling debt, and he realized, I don't have the money to pay that. So he decided just to dive on into the water to escape his debt.
He jumped off the ship?
Off the ship, into the water. And he was picked up by a passerby on a jet ski.
By
like,
a
sir,
passerby.
Are you drowning?
By a passerby on a jet ski? Was that person his getaway car?
No, because then he got busted. But I'm really confused because it said that he was carrying over $14,000 in cash.
Yeah, he did have $16,000 though.
He's
two grand
so
short.
Give the 14 cash, and I bet they let you off.
No,
the
I don't think so.
Mm. Now it's all wet.
Easier just to bail off the cruise ship.
Oh, man. Yeah, now he's facing a $250,000 fine.
Mm. Hey, he can't afford that, so he's gonna jump. All right.
Those?
Okay, well, yay.
For all the stupid people we could find for today.
Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.